Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 9, Ash and Steel, Part 9.
Look through the scope. Right here. See that?
Change the magnification a little. There.
You got it now?
Yeah. Shit.
Guys, what's going on?
Take a look. See for yourself.
Okay. That thing way up in the sky? I can't quite make it out.
It's a surveillance drone. High altitude.
Pretty advanced piece of kit.
Yeah, so there's no question who owns it.
Morton.
Right.
You were looking at something in the sky when we first entered the vault. Is that what you saw?
Yeah. I had my suspicions, but wasn't 100% certain until now.
This isn't the first that Morton has sent our way. I was crossing the plains 3 weeks back and caught sight of one of those things following me. It was lower that day, close enough to make out with the naked eye. Luckily, it was in range of the rifle. I turned it to scrap before it could follow me home.
Morton learned his lesson. This time it's well out of rifle range.
So, does this mean he knows the location of the vault?
Can't be a coincidence that the drone is circling right above us. We have to assume the worst. They know we're here.
And that means they'll be coming to get us.
We brought this down on you, didn't we? Guys, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. You didn't know.
What's the situation with them making an assault on this place? Can they pull it off?
Oh, you better believe they can pull it off.
But a fortress like the Vault, that's gotta be a tough nut to crack. How do you know for sure?
Because they've already done it once before.
They've raided the Vault?
Not here. Our Vault has never been found, let alone breached. But there was another, about 100 clicks north of here. Same architecture, same structural design. Probably built at the same time long ago.
We used to trade with the other Vault a while back. But just over a year ago, Morton managed to discover their location. And then things got messy.
Messy how?
He'd never dealt with a Vault before, so he was forced to experiment. Cost him time and a lot of men.
Yeah, he thought he could blow his way in from above, but he didn't realize he'd have to contend with the reinforced upper shell. That thing was built to repel a full military airstrike. Morton wasted a lot of explosives before he realized his attempts were futile.
After a few days, he changed tactics and got more strategic with his charges. That allowed him to crack open the entrance.
But he made more mistakes after that. Thought he could knock the place down by plastering bombs all over the walls of the entrance chamber. But the vaults are built to withstand that, easy.
How did he end up destroying it?
He figured out that if he could create an explosion just above the vault power core, it would cause a chain reaction that weakened the structure enough to cause it to implode.
So that's what he'll do here. Get through the entrance, head straight to the living quarters at the center of the vault, which sits on top of the power core, and plant the bombs. It'll be surgical this time, no mistakes.
So, you're going to leave, right? You won't wait around while he rolls in here with that personal army of his and knocks your house down.
We'll fight to the last. Make them work for every inch of ground. And when the vault falls, so will we.
We're not gonna beat Morton, but we can sure as hell hurt him. Teach him a lesson for daring to tread on hallowed ground.
We still have time to prepare for the assault. The better part of a day, maybe. He has to bring his resources together, go over his plans, prep his assault team.
What are you going to do?
First, figure out how we're going to defend this place with the resources we have at our disposal.
What's the status on Noddy? Has he recovered yet?
No, Noddy is still sick. He's not getting out of that bed anytime soon. And even if he makes it through, he's not going to have much strength when he wakes up. That poison cuts deep. He has weeks of rehab ahead of him before he'll have the strength to fight.
So we can count him out of this one.
Afraid so, old friend. It's just you and me.
Are you saying that's the cue for Sienna and me to get out of here?
This isn't your fight. We understand that.
Hang on a second. We're responsible for Morton finding this place. We're the ones he followed.
You've also helped to save Noddy's life.
What's the point of that if he just gets killed in the assault?
Listen, you've held up your end of the bargain. I have the steel you need, the legs for rest. You should take them and go. You've earned them.
But leaving you in the lurch, that doesn't seem right.
See, what are you saying?
I'd like to help out, prep this place for the assault. We can do that, at least. You said it yourself, Tessa. We still have some time before Morton gets here.
Well, your skills could come in handy. But I wouldn't wait too long if I were you. Once the assault begins, there'll be no way out.
Tessa, we should check the turret systems first. They're going to be our best chance of slowing Morton down.
Right.
What's the deal with those?
The vault was never designed for warfare as such, but it's equipped with some basic defense systems. Down the back, we have a pair of high-caliber weapon systems that can be winched up to the surface. A hatch opens in the roof of the vault, and out they pop.
We'd have to divert some power for priming, though. They've been dormant for a long time.
Through this way, past the infirmary. Come on.
Ah, here we go. Check it out.
Sorry about the dust.
Whoa, impressive. Oh, it's huge.
What is that? A chain gun?
You got it. Argyle Systems Model 97. An original.
Argyle? I haven't heard that name in years.
You know, I don't really like the Strata much, but I'd probably put up with the stink and the noise just to visit Argyle HQ and see what they've been building lately.
Argyle went out of business years ago. They don't exist anymore.
What? But they make the best stuff.
They got bought out by another weapons company, Saber, and the name got retired altogether. That Argyle badge you see there? They don't make them anymore.
Load of bullshit, if you ask me.
Anyway, if we can get these powered up and winched up to the surface, that'll help a lot.
You know, I noticed a bottleneck back there in your ag room area on the other side of the living quarters. Would one of these turrets be useful over there? You could funnel the attackers into the firing arc and create some real havoc with this kind of firepower.
Take a look at these things, Sienna. They weigh a ton. Couldn't move them if we tried.
It gives me an idea, though. What if we move some of the wall blocks to give us cover in there?
Wall blocks?
The ag room was designed to be a configurable space. Some of the walls can be moved around to customize the layout. But the problem is, the hydraulics that underpinned the system broke down years ago, and we don't have time to repair it.
We managed to shove them around using a bit of muscle last time. Remember a few years ago when we needed to create some extra space?
It took 5 custodians to push it, Train. Take a look around. There's only 2 of us now, and Sienna.
What about if Rust was back on his feet? That might give us a chance.
Back on his feet? You mean, attach the replacement legs?
Do you have the equipment here to do it?
I'd need to prep the systems in the infirmary, but yes, it could be done.
The infirmary? Why does it need to be done there? You're just reattaching steel on steel.
You've never done a limb reattachment before, have you?
No.
Well, I have. There's a lot to take into consideration. When you're doing something major like this, you could trigger a core system reboot because of firmware mismatches or due to sudden power fluctuations. Hell, it could even happen during code assimilation. And if it does go down like that, you need access to life support. Otherwise, it's game over.
But you're saying you can do it.
Once I get the infirmary systems online, sure. But that could take a few hours.
We got plenty to do in the meantime. Let's see what other defensive structures we can put in place down here.
I'll give you a hand.
All right, let's get to it.
Glad to hear from you again, Emily.
Doctor.
I take it you've decided to take me up on my offer.
Let's get one thing clear, Hallowell. I'm only making this call because those medical supplies are important to the community. If it were up to me, I'd hurl this briefcase into the goddamn blast furnace. The last thing I want to see is it back in your slimy hands. But I guess you've got me on this one.
This is the best outcome for everyone.
Shut up. I don't need to hear your bullshit. Just tell me what you want me to do.
I'm sending you a set of coordinates where you can take the briefcase. I'll need you to be there within the next hour.
Where is this? The southern edge of the strata?
I'd rather not make the exchange anywhere that's populated. And make sure you come alone, please. If I see anyone accompanying you, the deal is off. Don't think you can double-cross me.
And I'm just supposed to trust you? How do I know I'm going to get the supplies in return?
Here's a second set of coordinates in Highgate City. It's the location of the storage cache. Send someone there and I'll relay the code to unlock the unit. You'll be able to verify the supplies are in good condition when we make the exchange.
Wait, an hour? That's going to be hard for me to...
Get it done, Emily. Otherwise, the deal is off.
Asshole. Jimena, you okay?
Emily, I made it. I'm at the location you gave me in Highgate City, but it's just some storage facility. I don't see anything specific here.
Just wait there. I've reached the location for the drop-off. It's the old docks, right at the edge of the Deadlands.
Is he there? Can you see him?
No, not yet.
Weird. Maybe he's coming on a boat.
I guess we'll find out.
Hey, are you sure this is safe?
Not entirely, but if you want the supplies, this is the way it has to play out.
Look, I'm sorry if you feel like I forced you into this. It's just those supplies.
You were right, Ximena. This is the choice we had to make. As much as I hate to admit it, Hallowell's offer is... Wait a second. There's something in the sky over there. I think it might be a drone.
Shit. Is there somewhere you could find cover?
I'm hidden in the ruins. I'm good. It hasn't seen me yet.
Are you there?
What's happening?
The drone is Hallowell's. I can hear his voice on a speaker.
Do you think he wants to take the briefcase by force?
There are no weapons on that drone. In fact, it looks like it's been put together with spare parts. Not exactly threatening. It's barely staying airborne.
What are you going to do?
Dr. Hallowell! I'm here!
Good. I was beginning to think you might have gotten cold feet.
What's the matter, Doc? Too scared to face me in person?
The drone is merely a precaution. We can still make the exchange without coming face to face. Just place the briefcase in the clamps.
Not so fast, asshole. What about my end of the bargain?
Can you hold up the briefcase, please, so that I can see it hasn't been tampered with?
Yeah. I can do that. But if that drone comes anywhere near me, I'll hurl this thing off the end of the dock. You can try your luck searching for it at the bottom of the ocean.
The drone can't harm you.
Here, take a good look.
Yes. Everything seems to be in order. This is excellent.
What do you have in this thing, Hallowell? Why do you want it so bad?
Just a few meager possessions that I salvaged from my lab. Things that others might consider worthless, but which are of great value to me.
That's it, huh?
Is there a problem?
No. No problem.
I'm transmitting the code for the storage facility now. Your associates should be able to unlock the supplies immediately.
Ximena, did you get that?
Yeah. What do I do with the code?
There's a red access panel near the first storage bay. Pull it open and you'll see the keypad inside.
Okay. Wait a second. All right, I've got it.
Enter the code you've been given. The system will ask for confirmation. Acknowledge, then enter the code one more time.
Yeah, it's done. A handle just came out.
Good. Twist the handle to the right and pull.
Okay. Yeah. I see the compartment opening.
Can you verify the contents?
Yes, it's all here. Emily, this looks legit. Oh, God, there's so much of it.
Okay, roger that, Ximena.
There, I've held up my end of the bargain.
Good for you.
So, the briefcase?
Yeah, the briefcase.
Bring it closer, please. Put it in the clamps.
There. It's all yours.
Good. Our business is concluded, then.
Yes, it is.
Then, finally, Emily, this is goodbye.
That's what you think, asshole.
Em, are you there? Is everything okay?
Fine. The drone's gone. All done.
I can't believe it! Emily, we've really hit the jackpot here. Why don't you get yourself up here to Highgate City and help me load all this stuff? It's going to take a few of us.
I'm not coming to Highgate City, Ximena.
What? What are you talking about? Is something the matter?
I guess I should tell you the truth now.
Oh, shit. What have you done? You didn't switch the briefcase or something, did you?
No. He got his goddamn briefcase. But what I need to tell you is, I only agreed to this deal for one reason. Because I figured out what Hallowell was up to.
Which is?
He's fleeing into the Deadlands. That's what he's doing. I mean, think about it. He can't possibly go on with his research in the Strata. It's too risky. And he can't get off-world. So, that only leaves one choice. He's going out there, into the wasteland.
Where?
I don't know exactly. Somewhere he can set up a new lab and continue his research without interference.
Okay, but...
I have to go after him, Ximena. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
What? You're leaving the Strata?
I can't wait. The trail is getting colder even as we speak.
But you have a life here.
No, I don't. It took me a while to understand that, but I don't belong in the Strata. I'll never be happy there. Out here in the Deadlands, that's my territory. My world.
So, you're just going to leave me and Carlita here?
You're doing great things, Ximena. You've become part of the community in a way I can never be. But I'll come back to visit you when this is all done. I'll come and see you again. I promise.
Emily.
Tell me you understand.
Yeah. I understand.
I have to go, sis. I can see the direction where that drone landed. That's going to be my starting point. I guess I have a long road ahead of me.
I love you, Em. Please, take care of yourself.
Love you too. I'll see you again, okay?
Sure. I'll see you soon.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hey, tools down. Let's take a break.
Oh, man. I feel like my arms are about to drop off.
She's a hard worker, this one.
These barricades are looking decent. You two have been busy out here.
Thanks. How are things going out the back?
We've managed to sort out all the spare munitions, rerouted power to some of the defense systems. Everything's looking good.
When are you going to start the procedure?
The infirmary will be ready to go within the hour. Shouldn't be too long after that.
Great.
Coltrane, give me a hand scraping some dinner out of the extractors over here. We'll need our strength come morning.
On it.
Hey, Rust! Check out this clamp. Coltrane redesigned it so it can generate more power by switching out a couple of these nodes. I mean, I'd have never thought of doing this.
Neat.
And I gave him a few pointers of my own, too. A few shortcuts I've learned over the years.
Okay.
These guys really know their way around legacy tech. I could spend months absorbing their knowledge down here. I really could. And I'll bet there's plenty I could teach them, too.
Yeah, if only we had that luxury.
How about you? Excited to get your legs back?
Yeah, I guess.
Come on, give me something more than that.
It's, a little nerve-wracking, actually. I mean, what if those legs don't work properly?
You're in good hands with these guys, Rust. They'll take care of you.
I keep thinking the new hardware is going to be incompatible and we'll have wasted our time coming all the way out here.
It's all going to work out, pal. Trust me.
Here you go. We take our food in liquid form, Sienna. Sorry about that. You're gonna have to drink it.
Oh, of course. You all use the same food intake system as Rust.
Down the hatch, everyone.
Hey, that's some good shit.
Nothing but the best out here. Real bona fide organic nutrition.
What's in this delicious slurry of yours anyway?
I guess you could say it's a cocktail of different forms of protein. Roaches, earthworms, bugs, anything that crawls or squirms in the topsoil within reach of our extractor units.
Yeah, think I'll pass on this one.
Is there a problem?
Us city girls aren't big on the whole bug situation. Give me a good old-fashioned Midtown crash burger any day.
You sure?
I'll be fine, thanks.
A crash burger? What is that exactly?
Oh, they're the best. Crunchy on the outside, gooey in the middle. Those things are so damn messy, you need to take a shower when you're done, but it's worth it. And I don't care if the beef comes straight out of a vat. The whole experience is straight up amazing. Tell them, Rust.
A crash burger? Haven't had one of those in 100 years. I mean, I guess I could pick one up and throw it in a blender, but...
You can't experience a crash burger through a straw. That would defeat the purpose entirely. But down at the pump house, they also serve the best Sludge-O Cola this side of Nexus Station. You custodians could gulp that down no problem.
I've got to admit, that stuff's not too bad.
You guys should really try it when this is all over.
It sounds wonderful.
So, this is it. The moment of truth.
Ash and steel, my friend.
Ash and steel, Tessa.
What is that? Ash and steel.
It's a rallying cry that has been passed down amongst the custodians through the years.
It's our bond, a symbol of our togetherness.
You yell that charging in the battle or something?
There are many reasons to use it. As an act of defiance in the face of our foes, or a call of support to our comrades.
Or just to put the fear of death into the fool bastards on the other side of the battleground.
You guys have got some spirit. I'll give you that.
Excuse me for a second.
Coltrane, are you sure you won't consider leaving? I mean, we could all get out of here tonight and, I don't know, start somewhere else.
And leave Naughty to those animals?
Maybe there's a way we could bring some of the life support gear with us.
No, I don't think that would work. And when all is said and done, maybe this is just the way it's meant to be. Maybe it's our time.
What do you mean?
We custodians, we're old. We've seen a lot of years go by, and the world has moved on. There's no one left here in the vault to protect. Maybe this is the cosmos's way of telling us that now is the moment for us to finally leave, once and for all.
Come on, don't say that.
Coltrane, I think you custodians still have something left to offer. Don't give it away just yet.
Don't worry. When the time comes, we'll give Morton one hell of a fight.
Rust, it's time.
Well, that's me.
You'll be fine.
Wish me luck.
Hey, Rust. Ash and steel, pal.
Yeah, see? Ash and steel.
Support this podcast and hear episodes a week early, ad-free, at patreon.com/beyondthedark. Season 9, Ash and Steel. Starring Michelle Mosley, Jason Churoy, Elisa Marteja, Sam Slade, Ross Campbell, Arim Jew, Emma Sherjarko, Brian Jeffords, Peter Wicks, Stefan Martello, Sarah Ruth Thomas, Stuart Moyer, Jordan W. Anderson, and Ty Wilkins. Created by Mark R. Healy, a Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space. Multiverse.
stars.
One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one-star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promised to bring you the very best one-star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the one stars wherever you get your podcasts.